Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yep, like the dude just said, it is Friday afternoon and we are still solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time right now, 2.07 PM on a Friday. This is Father's Day. All right, fair warning. If it got by you and you hadn't paid attention, okay, folks, fair warning, this weekend is Father's Day. And as usual, it has me reflecting on parenting. And I'll tell you, I got great kids who aren't kids at all anymore. They're fully grown in the throes of adulting now. And we even have two amazing grandkids. And yes, everything you've ever heard about grandkids being the best thing since sliced bread, it is all true. So let me set aside politics and punditry and elections and all that just for a minute and go a little more lighthearted in my opening comments. Let's talk about parenting. I mean, I have some crazy fun memories of being a dad in the early years especially. I remember Caitlin, my daughter. She could run into a room with me in full business mode, didn't matter what I was doing, and just shout, "Here I am, Daddy." I'm talking 3 years old, coming in, "Here I am, Daddy." And I just say, I couldn't help it. Didn't matter what I was doing, it would stop me in my tracks. "Here I am, Daddy." And my response was always, "Oh, good. I was looking for you." And we would laugh. And then just as sweet, she could be just as hard-headed and strong-willed. But I'll tell you what, she played little kid soccer when she was young. And I can remember driving her to games. And I'd say, "Okay, show me your war face." And she'd bow up and look all mean and yell. And I'd do my best Gunny impression from Full Metal Jacket. "You don't scare me. Show me your war face." And then there was more laughter. But you know, raising kids can also get messy. Wow. I mean, like Charlene and I got married at 21. I was a dad by 23. How did we even make that work? Poor as church mice, and just to be clear, love does not actually pay those bills. And what did we know about parenting? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What we know came from the school of hard knocks and 1,000 phone calls to our own parents to ask how and why and when and what if. But we made it. We made it, like so many generations before us. It's funny, too, because last night my own son was telling me on the phone just how important certain things are to the raising of my grandkids. And I couldn't help but let him know that I'm sure it's all good, but that my grandbabies are actually the first generation of Williamses to ever have those kinds of things, and it's a wonder how we all survived up until now. No cell phones, no apps to teach us what to do. Dang. But to be honest, they're doing such an amazing job of raising our grandkids that I suspect that they might have grown up even better if we'd had one of those apps ourselves. But as I was thinking about all this today, Charlene read me a Facebook post from a good friend, someone who is not much older than her own kids, who we've known like most of her life. The whole thing I said about parenting being messy, well, she cracked us up as parenting this morning, and so much so that I had to include it in today's show. So listen, I'm going to read you her recounting of what just happened at her house. This is a direct quote from our friend, except the names have been changed to protect the innocent. And she said it this way. Said there was a pretty significant mistake made by the tooth fairy today. I'm only pointing this out because the first thing that child number one said was, "I can't wait to show my friends, and I just need to apologize to all the parents of his friends." So a few days ago, child number two lost a tooth and got $5 and a note from the tooth fairy. Child number one lost a tooth yesterday while we're at the movies. So as soon as we got home, he wanted to put the tooth under his pillow instead of waiting until bedtime. Well, by the time bedtime rolls around, I had completely forgotten about it. I was so tired last night, and I ended up falling asleep before anyone else, which never happens. And child number one, sometime during the middle of the night, got up and came to our bedroom. And when I woke up, I remembered the tooth. Oh, no, but I didn't have any cash on me. So here's where the first mistake happened. Said I keep child number one's money that he's gotten for birthdays or scoring goals in soccer in his own bank. I thought, I'll just go get a $5 bill from there and I'll replace it when I get cash. I told their dad, if child number one wakes up, keep him in our bedroom until I get done. But child number two was already awake, and I was trying to hide all this from him. I needed to write a note for child number one also because child number two had had a note from the tooth fairy with his $5 bill. So in the note, I specifically said, or the tooth fairy, not me, "I'm giving you $5 because you've been a good boy." Well, when he wakes up, he looks under the pillow and there's nothing there, and he realizes he's not in his own room, so he runs to his room and finds his envelope. And he brings it to our bed to open it, and he screams, "I got $50!" And we were like, "What?" I had accidentally reached into the bank and found a $50 bill in my child's bank instead of the $5. I told him, "Well, now that's a mistake because the note says $5 and the tooth fairy didn't really mean to do that, and it'll never happen again. It was a tooth fairy's mistake, so she won't take it back." And of course he says, "Now I got to count all my money." Well, his dad told him, "You know, there's probably a little boy out there somewhere who was in a bike wreck who must have lost 10 of his teeth, and that meant the $50 should have gone to him and just got mixed up." So basically, she says, it was lie after lie that we're telling to cover up my mistake. Anyway, if child number one tells you he got $50 for his tooth, that is not common practice in this house. I told him to make sure and tell his friends it was a mistake and it was not that the price of teeth has gone up. And anyone who has ever said to me, "You're such a good mom," I just need you to know I have been both a thief and a liar this morning. Oh my gosh, it's funny. Listen, parenting. You know what? It's Father's Day weekend. What do you do? But parenting can be hilarious, and parenting can be painful. It can take on wonderful Saturday mornings. It can also be long and painful Friday nights. It means staying up late. It means missing meals. It means sleeping less. It means paying more than you had planned on. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. God has taken me to some amazing places to do some amazing things in my life. But none of them, not one of those experiences can hold a candle to having the family that I have. So it's Father's Day this weekend. Supposedly that means it's the time that dads get thanked. But I'm just going to have to take this minute and say that I feel like I owe them the thanks for all the years of me being allowed to be their dad. It was messy. Parenting is messy. But the joys outweighed the pains. And of all the various titles that I could go by on my resume, dad is the best one of all. So remember your dads this weekend. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right. Get me out of here, Cop, before I start getting all gushy. Anyway.
Too late.
It is. Anyway. No. But anyway, it was the story from my friend was hilarious. We were cracking up. She is both a thief and a liar. Just trying to do the right thing by her kids. Oh, but you know what, though? Raising kids, it can be madness. It can be messy. And not every family can say this, I know. But mine, I wouldn't trade a second of it. Good, bad, and indifferent. And by the way, the good outweighed the bad. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.